the cards you're dealt aren't always easy, but you need to read them and put your own cards on the table and decide what you want to do. And like one of the girls said earlier, your mistakes don't need to define who you are as a person, so don't let them. And we just need to keep telling ourselves we don't want to come back, you know? Don't say you're never going to come back, because generally then it does, but say you don't want to and push yourself not to.
But it's a bit hard sometimes, like when you're tied to the system, it's hard. So for myself, I've never gotten out straight release without any orders or without any, you know, ties to the system. And being homeless, obviously, it has a big part to play in coming back to jail and stuff like that, because you do what you've got to do to survive on the streets.
Yeah.
That's right. And it does come down to, like, housing.
Yeah, housing, you know.
Being
having
housed.
Supports and stuff like that, and using them supports to your advantage when you've got them there, you know, just realise what helps are there actually for you, and how you how you take that help. It's all up to you.
That's right. That's right. Now, with parole, what happens with that?
Oh, I haven't been on parole for a very long time, so. But it's different, I guess, for everyone, depending on the length of your time and the charge that you've been handed or whatever.
Yes.
Like, I've been on parole once, but that was when I was younger. But it's more CCOs and KISPs and stuff like that, bails, and like they don't make it easy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's it. So with parole, you have to sort of always go to see your parole officer when you're off.
Yeah.
Like every week?
Oh, sometimes twice a week, sometimes three times a week. Yeah. Like even not just with parole, like with KISP or CCO orders and
What's
stuff like that.
So KISP is like a bail program, so you have to re-engage with services on a weekly basis, fortnightly basis. Sometimes you get to do counselling, like psych counselling as well. You might get asked to do drug urines twice a week, once a week, three times a week, five times a week. Sign in, curfews, and then KISP, I'm pretty sure you got to go back to court every month to see how you're doing on that program. And to get there, you have to be assessed whilst in prison before you get bailed.
It takes up most of your time, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you're overwhelmed with so much appointments, like, you just, it gets exhausting.
They say that, you know, you can speak to your office, like, your employment agencies can speak to your officers or whatever, but they're not really, they say they're lenient, they're not really lenient, you know. That's why people find themselves back on the street, slinging drugs or whatever, you know, and they end up back in this cycle.
Yes.
Vicious cycle of drugs and alcohol and abuse and homelessness and violence and criminal fencing.
We had this agency come in the other day. What was it called?
Momentum Trafficking.
Yeah, to talk about helping people with CRNs get jobs, you know, because I think that's one thing that stops most of us from getting a job is having a CRN so we don't try. Mm-hmm. But they came in and, like, they made a bit of understanding of, you know, how there is places out there that can help us get a job, and don't let your CRN stop you from that, you know, because I'm speaking from experience. I've never had a job in my life because of my CRN.
Yeah.
Wow. And this is really important, just to hear all the hoops you have to jump through.
Yeah.
By the time you get out, you're really exhausted already, and then you've got all these appointments on top. And you got, you know, if you're living on the dole, it's hard, because then you've got to go to work providers and do this and do that. Yeah. It's just a cycle. It's really hard. I think they need to take the pressure off some things.
Yes.
And be more understanding, especially for Indigenous people. They find it really hard, you know. There's, with all this stuff, there's no time to do a return to country, or you have to notify people where you're leaving and that you're not going to be at your bail address, and, like, you can't go because you need to change your bail address and this, that. It's just a whole bunch of stuff that clutters everything and just makes you go stuff it.